You're listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. And as we delve into this week's topic, a reminder that some of the content may be of a sensitive nature. Now, here's your host, Des Kennedy.
Hi, guys. 2 weeks ago, we did the first part of an interview with a guy called Simon Grischel, and he is an organization called Restoring Authentic Men. And this is the second part of that interview. I hope you enjoy.
Just one other thing before, just on that subject of what is that for. There's another one, and that is the whole area of anxiety, depression, suicide, mental issues. And that stems from loneliness. It stems from, you know, self-esteem. It's a lack of camaraderie. You know, even during the war, and I was too young to be part of the war, but, you know, in the war, the camaraderie is what kept the men together and kept them in the same mind. And they didn't think about, you know, anxiety and depression in those days because they had all their mates around them.
Yeah.
One thing that's been lost in society, men have lost that ability to, you know, even going to the pub. They used to go to the pub and sit around with their mates and have a beer, but now, you know, with RVT and so forth, men don't do that so much. They drink at home or something or whatever.
Would you say social media is now, I'm not being negative on social media all the time, but there is definitely that pull of, you know, well, in general, people do it. They're on their phones and they're not socializing face-to-face like we're doing. Is that a problem for guys too?
Yeah, no, it's a huge issue. In fact, it's interesting. I was talking to Brett Ryan. I don't know if you know Brett Ryan.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Yeah, CEO of Focus on the Family. And we were talking about exactly that thing. And, you know, simple things like you go out to a restaurant with your wife on a date night and both of you spend your time on your phone, you know, answering Facebook or, oh, have you seen this photograph or whatever that looks like.
So that's the modern date night. It's sad, isn't it? It's funny, actually. Yeah. I mean, my wife and I, you know, we went out for a date. It wasn't so much about our phones. It was just the whole idea of we're just talking about what's the next agenda on our boys' lists and breaking that down and just having relationship together. Yeah. I mean, obviously as parents, it's, you know, it's tricky, but yeah. That's another conversation altogether, Des. But yeah, I mean, but again, I guess maybe one other question I want to ask, guys and how they relate to their other half, their wives, communication. That's a huge one, isn't it, as well? Guys struggle with that. I think we all struggle in general, but yeah, for guys, it is definitely another thing.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, there's a couple of points to be made in there. One of them is that your wife, your partner is and should be your best friend. Mm. Your wife and your partner should be the person you go to with any issue you are facing and being able to have a safe and confidential conversation with your spouse. But also things like date nights, things like, you know, spending quality time together, going walking together in the morning, certainly reading scripture and praying together is key for a Christian environment. But it just the whole bonding of a husband and wife is okay. Being together and standing as one with the kids.
Yeah.
What you don't want is a husband having one view and the wife having the other view and the kids are stuck in the middle.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not healthy. And so, you know, traditional values of family is important. Eating a meal together is so important. Don't sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
Turn this stupid thing off. You don't need to see the news because it's all bad news anyway. So just put on some music and sit around the table and talk. And one of my fondest things as a child was exactly that. I had two brothers and a sister, mum and dad, and every Sunday morning we'd sit around the breakfast table and we'd talk.
Yeah, there you go.
A couple of hours would talk.
Yep.
And a lot of it was nonsense and teasing each other. But, you know, it created a bond that we've had all our lives.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've found that as well with my boys. You take them off the screen. We're very intentional in our house. Yeah, they can have their fun, but they need to actually get off. And yeah, the personality changes within a few minutes, you know. And that's for myself as well, you know, because you're interacting with people and, or in this case, with your own sons. And as a father for myself, that's a big thing for me. You know, my sons are in different, you know, they got special needs. And if I can get 10 minutes out of my son talking about, I don't know, whatever he wants to talk about, I really don't care because I'm actually having that time with him. And if it's about his video game topic or whatever, that's fine as well. We're actually just communicating.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and with me, it's grandkids. So, you know, having that conversation with grandkids and, you know, talking about their world and what they're doing and their priorities, great to be able to sow into their lives. It's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Des, for you, what would you describe as an authentic man?
So it's good, really good. Good question. And there's a whole pile of them, but one that immediately comes to mind is emotional intelligence. So an authentic man knows how to read his own emotions and knows how to read the emotions of others. So he's street smart. He, you know, he doesn't shoot from the hip. You know, he thinks clearly about what he's talking about. An authentic man has a vision and a purpose for his life. You know, Proverbs 29:18 says, you know, without a vision, the people will perish. And that's so key to men and their lives. So first one, emotional intelligence. Second, having a vision and a plan for your life. It could be short term. It could be, you know, what am I going to do in the next week? But it should be, you know, where's the next 3 years? Where's God taking us for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever that looks like. Third one is honesty. So, you know, it's so easy to be dishonest, but, you know, if we're an authentic man, we're going to keep our word. We're going to be a man of our word, right? Next one would be a desire to give back. So, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, a desire to give back to the world, to make the world a better place. And I think that's real from a society point of view, that an authentic man is somebody who has a desire to sow into the lives of other people. Next one is a strong value system and sticks to it. Now, there's all sorts of words in there. I mean, resolute, to be sincere, to love justice, to be moderate, to, you know, be clean, to be humble, to have a presence. Those are all key, and they all sit in that value system. And that value system is so much emphasized by the Bible.
Yeah.
Within Proverbs, all of those are in the Proverbs. So that's key. Determination and focus, I think, is key. You know, when you set your mind to something, you're prepared to do it and focus on it and deliver.
It's a whole idea of keeping on the straight path and not veering off left to right, as the Bible says. Yeah.
And we all can be distracted. I get distracted all the time for all sorts of reasons, and some of them good, some not so good. So that's important. And obviously, having a strong faith, you know, having a belief in God and having God as part of your life is key to be an authentic man. And, you know, the last one is one that we miss so often, and that is self-care.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you're doing in your world, if you're not taking time to make sure you're okay, you're not going to be able to help other people. So self-care, yeah, and that may be going fishing, it may be a hobby, it could be whatever that looks like, and going for a walk, looking at sunset. I mean, I fly drones. That's my
there you family. Go. Yeah, that's your self-care. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my self-care. I go fly the drones. Hmm. And so, yeah, those are the things that I would say are, for me, make an authentic man.
Yeah, that's a great list. I wasn't actually expecting a list of 10 or so, but that's really good though, because sometimes guys need that, I guess, that step-by-step, or not necessarily step-by-step, but quite a few points to say, you know, if I want to be that real person to myself, to my family, to my workplace, and to my future, I need to make avenues of that.
Hi, we're going to take a short break, and while we're having a break, why don't you have a look around our website, momentumaustralia.org, and guys, don't forget our care line, 1-800-000-MEN. If you need a safe and confidential conversation, that's the place to go. We'll be back shortly.
You're listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. Find out more at momentumaustralia.org.
Momentum Australia is proudly brought to you by station sponsor Bible League. Bible League is a global, not-for-profit organization providing Bibles, biblical resources, and training to the under-resourced church in 70-plus countries worldwide, as well as working right here in Australia, particularly in Aussie prisons.
Bible League is supported by a wide range of churches and individuals. Your support will continue to spread God's word, transform lives, and help introduce people to Jesus.
Partner with Bible League right now by calling 1-800-800-937 or going online to their website, BibleLeague.org.au.
You're listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. Find out more at MomentumAustralia.org. Now, here's your host, Des Kennedy.
There's one thing I didn't mention, by the way, deliberately, in being an authentic man, and that is being super fit.
This is true.
Because it's irrelevant to being an authentic man. I'm not saying it's not useful. I'm not saying it doesn't help you live your life healthier and better, but it doesn't make you an authentic man. There's thousands and thousands of men who go to the gym every day who wouldn't have a clue how to live an authentic life.
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So, I mean, we advocate health is important. Obviously, look after yourself. That's a very important thing, but it's not the core.
No, it's not the core. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. And all of us can eat silly things.
Of course we can.
The gelato shop in Port Macquarie called Blue Cow, and I'm there at least once a week.
You're hooked. yeah. Toblerone's my big thing, and I've got to stay clear of that. Oh yeah, I'm a shocker. That's Swedish chocolate just melts in my mouth, and yeah. I'm not talking about the small bars. I'm talking about the large ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ones you buy at the airport for a long flight.
Exactly right, yeah. And that's my medication, unfortunately, sometimes. Yes, but there you go. See, now we will touch a little bit now on your show, Momentum. Obviously, we've covered it. There's a plethora we have covered. You deal with various topics. Now, we were talking about the idea of guys need to communicate better, et cetera, but quite often guys are stuck. And we're not good at communicating. We're not good at dealing with our addictions because this is obviously something we need to feed on to make ourselves feel better. We get our self-esteem, like we talked about, from our work, from stuff, from being busy. There is a point. And for guys, they need help, don't they, Des? And Momentum is a great organisation that does this. Tell the men out there what they can do if they're basically stuck and they want to give up, if life is too hard with their marriage, with work, with an addiction, and they don't know what to do, and they'd rather just give up and not reach out. What would you say to those guys?
First message is you are valuable. Even despite them, and the mind's an evil thing sometimes, and it can tell us that we have no worth. And in fact, the reason why men commit suicide at the rate that they do is they get to a point where they say that my world, which involves my kids or my wife or whatever, would be better off without me being in it. Mm. And that is a Satan lie, and it's a lie that destroys lives. You have a value. You are worth protecting, and you're worth looking after. And so my advice to men, if they're in that case, is a couple of things. If you get into the point where you're thinking of, you know, doing something drastic, please reach out to Lifeline, first point. Beyond Blue, second. Momentum Caroline, 1-800-000-MEN. If you're, you know, we're not equipped to deal with, you know, people who are suicidal, but in terms of just having a voice, somebody to listen to who will, you know, understand what you're going through, you know, that's another option. But key for men is what we say every week in Momentum, find a group of men that you can belong to.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, ideally a Christian group of men is better, but any group of men where you can be open and honest about your world, and find one guy in that group that you will be, who will be your mentor, who will hold you accountable, who will, you know, get alongside you and walk with you in your journey. Because if you find yourself in a desperate situation, you'll find it so hard to find that person at that point because your mind is so distracted.
Yeah.
Whereas if you find that person now, before something happens in your world, one, you're going to find a great friend anyway, but two, you're going to find somebody who knows you well enough to walk with you through the tough times in your journey.
Yeah.
And third, and not by any means a third in terms of value, is your relationship with God. You know, we're only here for a short time. You know, I'm 72. I know I look 40, but I'm 72.
You look great, Des. Don't worry.
And so, you know, I'm coming to the end of my life. I mean, I may have 10, 20 years. Who knows what, you know, God's got in store. But there's a point going to come when I need to, you know, I'm going to be answerable for my life. And we need to think about that and get that sorted. So your relationship with God, guys, can I encourage you? Everybody will tell you that your life is going to be so much, you know, it's going to be boring. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, forget that stuff. That's just a lie. You know, I have a much better life as a Christian than I ever had. And I had lots of stuff than I ever had as a non-Christian.
Yeah. Being a Christian, obviously, and we're being real and raw about it. The Christian life isn't easy, but the alternative is we are still stuck in our in our mess, and changing that lifestyle around relying on Jesus, that releases peace in our lives, doesn't it? And the joy that we don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, people talk about, you know, Christianity being a crutch. You know, people have faith because they need a crutch in their life. It's very opposite. You know, it is, I call it the turbo charger for my life. Mm. You know, because, you know, my life as a Christian is unbelievably good. Not perfect. I'm not perfect. Yeah. And I don't do everything that's perfect. But, you know, having a purpose, being able to sow, like today, now, being able to sow into somebody's life and help them do life better. Even if it's only one person who listens to this call and says, hey, you know, I'd love to explore this. You know, reach out to Simon and his group. Reach out to Momentum. I'll give this a plug, MomentumAustralia.org. Have a look at the website. We're on YouTube, Momentum for Men. We're on TikTok. You believe we're on TikTok? Unbelievable.
Well done, Des. Well done.
We're all these platforms. And so, you know, there's lots of, you know, reach out. There's nobody, if you reach out on an email to Momentum, we will respond. I commit to you that we will respond and try and help you on your journey. And, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your circumstance. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you haven't done. We're here.
Reach out, yeah. I think the underlying message you're saying, Des, is there's so many resources out there in your ministry, Momentum. It gives so much. So it's a matter of, and I think the prayer is, I think as a men's ministry, both of us, our prayer is that guys will take that first step. And I think the first step is the hardest step, if you like.
And every decision you make in your life, that first step is, it was a fear of the unknown. Mm. It's, you know, what are people going to think of me if I, you know, expose my life a bit or whatever that looks like. But, you know, on the website, we have over 200 shows now on all subjects, you know, you name it, we've got it, you know, addictions, pornography, depression, suicide, anxiety, how to be a good husband, how to be a good dad, you know. You name it, you will find it. And you can search on the website for particular subjects, or you can search by, you know, the guest speaker that we would have. Yeah, lots of podcasts all on there, and Spotify and Apple and Amazon and all those other amazing platforms.
That is amazing. And there is no excuse. And this is our age, isn't it, Des? We're using, well, we talked about, obviously, devices can be destructive, but use them as a positive. There's no reason why guys can't reach out. Well, I really appreciate your time, Des. Thank you. You've enlightened me. And it's great to have a fellow guy who really believes in men, who really believes there is that more potential out there than where they're currently at.
Delighted to be part of the show. And if you want to do more, all you have to do is reach out.
Absolutely, Des, yeah.
Happy to get involved and do stuff.
Would be really good. We definitely share the load with guys. And what's the motto? Guys, don't be an island. That was my motto, but maybe...
Exactly right. Don't do life on your own.
Cheers, Des. Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
You've been listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. For more information or to hear this week's show again, go to MomentumAustralia.org. You can also access a whole range of resources to help you on your journey and to get in touch with the team at MomentumAustralia.org.